This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a good deal of buzz last week about the encryption of online data and how, if it really wanted to, the National Security Agency could crack whatever code it had to. None of that bodes well for the privacy of our emails or our banking records or pretty much anything. So today, Google said it's going to try to outgun the feds by beefing up its encryption. Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
Most of the data we give Google in emails and searches, that's encrypted. But eventually, all that information ends up on Google servers, and when they pass that data back and forth, it's not encrypted. Google said it's going to start encrypting that data. Matt Blaze is a cybersecurity professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
And essentially what that does is makes it more difficult for the NSA to make any sense of communications that it intercepts without Google's cooperation.
And Blaze says it's not just the National Security Agency. We've known for a while that countries like China and Russia are trying to get a hold of our data, too. He thinks companies like Microsoft and Amazon are making similar updates. Matthew Green is a cybersecurity professor at Johns Hopkins University. He says, looked at one way, today's announcement is a PR offensive.
They're announcing this today to make sure that people know that this is important to them.
By people, Green's talking about companies that store their data and do their computing on Google's servers. By one account, cloud services rang up about $18 billion in worldwide sales last year. But cybersecurity experts say the effectiveness of Google's new safeguards will probably be short-lived. Dan Kaminsky is a cybersecurity expert.
It is an arms race, and the other side holds all the cards.
Still, Kaminsky says if Google wants to compete for business abroad, it's got to show the world that it's doing everything it can to keep its data private. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.